you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, it is good to be here on this night. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Psalms, Psalm 77. Psalm 77. We kind of talked about some of this last night around our table at home. The Lord just has this theme in my heart going round and around. And I felt like I needed to bring it tonight. It may be more of a devotion than it is a message. The Lord has given it to us. Psalm 77, verse 11. I don't know why, and I get it is of the Lord, but this time of year after Christmas, as New Year's is approaching, for me, it's a time, it's always a time when the Lord has my attention because the old year is passing. Much has happened in the previous year, and a new year is beginning, and much lies ahead in a coming year. And so there's a lot of praises and thanks to be given for both, that there is a new year set before us, but we are to look back too as well and remember as the choir sings that song. But in Psalm 77, let's look at these two verses, verse 11 and 12. In fact, the subtitle in my Bible, now the subtitles are not inspired. They are added by the translators of the King James Bible. But the subtitle under Psalm 77 in my Bible says, Recalling the Wonders of God. Recalling the Wonders of God. And that's what's in my heart as I think. Today I was studying out of a different Bible. This is my preaching Bible. I don't do anything but preach out of this Bible here. But my Bible at home that I study out of all the time, I did not notice the title of that psalm, and I didn't know this until I opened my Bible here tonight. But this title says, Recalling the Wonders of God, and that is the very thought and the theme God has put in my heart tonight. But look at these two verses, verse 11 and 12. I will remember the works of the Lord. That's right out of the song the choir sings here. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. I really want to mention three things here tonight right out of that psalm. I do want to mention that we ought to recall God's goodness in our life. 2019's come to an end, and right here from the Psalms, we see the psalmist who has a purpose. He's purposed in his heart that I'm going to remember the works of the Lord. And so here at the end of 2019, I think one thing we need to do as we are launching into 2020 is to remember the works of the Lord and remember the goodness of the Lord in our life. And so today, on this day, this first day of the year, I think we, according to the Bible and what the psalmist has done, we ought to stop right here and we ought to look back on 2019 and we ought to start remembering all of God's goodness in our life, all of the good things that God has brought to us. This seemed to be a theme that God put in the hearts of his servants, particularly after God had delivered his children from Egypt and they spent those 40 years in wilderness wanderings, if you will. Now, the wilderness journey, that was God's plan to take them through the wilderness into the promised land. The wilderness wanderings, that was the fault of God's people. They wandered because of their unbelief. But nevertheless, the wilderness journey, that was God's plan. And God not only had a plan to provide for them in that wilderness journey, but even in their unbelief when they spent 40 years wandering, God says, you know what? I am so good and so gracious. Though in unbelief you have sinned against me and now you're wandering around the desert for these 40 years, I am still going to provide for you. And so what God did as his people journeyed in the wilderness was God provided clothes for them that never wore out. He allowed them to never age. He allowed them to have shoes that never grew old. He sent manna from heaven, and when they got tired of the manna, God sent them quail to eat there in their journey. God gave them water out of the rock when they were thirsty and they needed something to drink. God provided for them protection against the ones that pursued them or the ones that sought after them. And so through their journey, God did many great things. And one of the things that God kept speaking to Moses and speaking to Moses and speaking to Moses after 40 years and they're about to enter into the promised land, God says, I want you to tell the people to remember the works of the Lord. Remember what I've done for them in this time of travel, in this time of journey, in this wilderness journey, if you will. Well, I want to tell you something. We live in a wilderness. Sometimes we live in a dry and a dusty land, a barren land. And sometimes it's very evident that we're just wayfaring strangers and that we're just passing through this old sinful world. But what I found about the Lord is, as I look back in 2019, I see and I remember the goodness of the Lord in my life. I remember how He's provided each and every one of my daily needs. I remember how He's given me the breath of life. He's given me health. He's given me the gift of family. He's given me all of the graces that's needed for me to live from day to day, all of the goodness that's needed for me to live from day to day, how He set a table before me there at my house. I think back to my grandma and grandpa. Now, I think about how that when they come up, during that, really they're the part of that greatest generation that's ever lived, born in 1921. Grew up in the mountains of western North Carolina, very rugged and rough, and how that they would pray and seek God and ask God to provide food for them to feed a growing family, and and pray that God would set a table. And I'm going to confess, we pray every time we eat, no matter where we're at or who we're with. But I don't remember in 2019 having to get on my knees and beg God to send food to us so we could sit at a table and eat. I don't know if anybody else in here has had to do that either. In fact, about any time I've wanted to, I could run up to the Echo and get me a big greasy burger and French fries. I could go through a drive-thru at Chick-fil-A or McDonald's. Just any time I wanted to do that. I was thankful for it, and I prayed, and I give God thanks for it. But I never had to get on my face and beg God, I don't know what I'm going to feed my children tomorrow. But God in goodness, He has just allowed us those things out of His kindness and His loving heart. And I don't deserve it. I've never had to beg God to clothe us. Lord, send us clothes that we can wear. My children have nothing to wear in the cold or nothing to wear outside to school. I've never had to beg that. I've been thankful for it. But when I remember the goodness of the Lord, I remember things that we often take for granted. The Spirit provokes me to remember some of the small things in life that we ought to be thankful for. Things that really aren't so small, but we think they are. But it's ways that God's goodness has been so evident in our life. I look at Liberty, and in 2019, all of the things the Lord has done here, the souls that we have seen saved, the lives we've seen changed, the disciples we have seen raised up, the people we have seen reached through life groups and all of the various mission projects that our life groups have done. I'm thankful for Liberty. Hey, you know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for the struggles that have come, that come having a growing church. You know what we could be? We could be a little church that's dead, that's got us four and no more, and we don't want anybody else, and we could just play church every time we come, and we could be at a place where God's Spirit never passes by. We could be at a place where we never see a salvation, never see somebody born again. I'm not saying we're better than everybody else. It ought to humble us and make us fall on our knees and thank God in glory. But what I'm saying is, hey, we've got things to be thankful for, the goodness of the Lord. And we ought to remember the goodness of the Lord at Liberty Baptist Church. You ought to remember the goodness of the Lord in your life. Not only should we remember God's goodness, but listen, we ought to recite God's graces. Look what the psalmist said, I will meditate of all thy work and talk of thy doings. What about the graces of God in our life? What about everything He's, not only that He's been to us through 2019, but everything that He's done for us in 2019. I've spoke of many of His blessings day to day, but what about His deliverance, His deliverances in our life in 2019? What about when the doctor said, you got to come back for more tests because we really don't know what's going on, and you prayed and you had your life group pray or your friends pray, and you went back and the blood work come back and said, well, it's really nothing to worry about. It wasn't what we thought. Or what about when the blood work did come back and it wasn't good, but God give you the graces to sustain you through that time of sickness or through that time of despair? What about the family trials that you've been through, the family burdens that you've been through, the struggles that come with being a part of a family or maybe having children, the various valleys that you've walked through, the various storms that you've sailed through, the various trials that have come upon you, or the temptations that have afflicted you? What about all of God's deliverances in your life? I think we ought to not only remember God's goodness in our life, but we ought to recite God's graces in our life. Yes, Lord, You delivered me. Yes, Lord, You were there for me. Yes, Lord, Your hand lifted me. Yes, Lord, the light of Your love flooded my heart during dark times. Yes, Lord, when I was in the wilderness, when I was in my struggle, when I was in those desert journeys, You were my companion. You were my travel mate. And we ought to recite that both to ourselves and in our own hearts and in our prayers, and we ought to recite it to other people. In fact, at our table last night at the house, around that table, as we were sitting there talking about 2019, there were many, many instances of how God had done many great things, and they were recited out loud, verbally, audibly. You ought to tell somebody about how good God has been to you. But listen to this, and I simply close with this. Elizabeth, if you come, have whatever you and Abigail would have planned. My prayer, as I said, the end of the year is always this, it's this time for me. It's a time when my heart's sensitive to God's Spirit because I know that a year has passed and I'm thankful that God has brought me through it. And I know a new year is ahead and I want to be more in that coming year. I want to do more in that coming year. I want to grow as an individual, as a husband, as a father, as a pastor. And so... one of the beats of my heart for 2020 is, what is our request for 2020? What is our petition unto the Lord? What's the one thing you want to see God do in your life in 2020? What's the one work that you want to see the Lord do in your home in 2020? Now remember, when you start thinking about when you start thinking about the Lord, He wants to hear this. He wants to know this. He said, let your requests be made known unto Him. But when you ask of the Lord for a particular thing in 2020, don't forget that He also said this, that He's able to do above all that you ask or think. So if I'm going to ask the Lord to do something for me in 2020, and of course, nothing selfish. I'm not praying for Cadillacs or $1 million in the bank account. But we're talking about things that would be pleasing to God, that bring Him the glory. When I start asking God to do a work or use me to do a work in 2020, then I've got to start remembering He said, I can do bigger than you ask or think. And so I think we ought to ask big, because God said, I can do bigger than what you ask or even think in your mind. See, the fact of the matter is this, is God's got a work He wants to do in me in 2020. He's got a work He wants to do in you in 2020. He's got a work He wants to do at Liberty in 2020. And D.L. Moody said it best, and I really doubt if there's ever been a man step into his statement since he made it. But he said this, he said, the world is never seen the likes of a man and what God can do through a man who is completely surrendered to the Holy Spirit of God. Whew, boy, I tell you, that just sends chills up and down my body thinking about that. The world has yet to see the likes of a man and what God can do through that man who's completely surrendered to the Spirit of God. Well, look, I want to be that man. You ought to want to be that lady, that woman, that boy, that girl, that man, that husband, that leader, whatever it may be. And so for 2020, God's got to work. And my thought was, what are you going to ask of the Lord in 2020? What is on your prayer list for 2020? What is your burden for 2020? And I do think tonight that you ought to ask it. I think tonight you ought to desire it. I think tonight you ought to seek it. Tonight I think you ought to share it with the Lord. You say, well, he knows my heart. Well, I know he knows your heart, but you ought to speak it to him because he likes it when his children talk to him. And it always pleased me. It never displeased me, but I always loved it when my kids come to me and they'd say, Dad, I need this or I need that. But if there's anything within my power, I'd rise up and I'd go try to do it and accomplish it for them. Just because I love them, nothing more. But this petition is very important, I believe. No doubt in my mind, set the pace for 2020. Not just what you're asking of the Lord, but what are you going to do on your part for God to bring that to pass in your life? Because you can't just say, God, I want to do great things for you. Well, what are you going to do on your part? You do your part and God will do his. God will use you. You submit, surrender to him. Whatever it may be. But I think one of the keys to unlocking God's favor and God's blessings in our tomorrows, one of the keys is when we remember the works of the Lord. See, God often and often and over commands, remember how I held you up. Remember how I stood by you. Remember how I brought you through a dry and dusty land. And all of God's servants in times of crisis, one of the things that I noticed in God's word is God brought to their memory his past performance in their lives and his past faithfulness in their lives. And he brings that to their heart and their mind. And tonight, and I believe it is indeed a key to unlocking God's future favor, is that we remember his past blessings, his benefits that he's given us, his graces that he's bestowed upon us, the goodness he's let us walk in when we didn't deserve it, when he shouldn't have given it to us, when he'd have been fully just in forsaking us, in abandoning us, in being unfaithful to us, in just killing us when he should have and sending us to hell. But God said, no, I see who you are and I know who you are and what you are. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to raise you up and I'm going to make you a trophy of my grace. I'm going to take you who is unlovable, you who is undeserving, I'm going to raise you up, lift you up, I'm going to crown you with my glory, I'm going to bless you with my presence, I'm going to give you of my goodness day in and day out, and when you lay down at night, you'll be sleeping in my grace, and when you wake up to live the day, the next day, you're going to walk in my grace. When you do good, I'm going to give you grace to live by. When you do bad, guess what? I'm going to give you more grace to live by. Boy, God's so good to us and so gracious to us. I think if you have a petition and a request for 2020, I believe I'd stop right now tonight and look back on 2019 and say, God, I remember your goodness in my life, and I'm going to recite your graces in my heart and on my lips. My praises will be continually to you because I remember the work of the Lord. So I'm going to ask you tonight to stand with me. And I do hope you've got requests of the Lord for 2020. And I do think you ought to tell it and make it tonight known unto him. Make your request known unto the Lord with thanksgiving. But as you make those requests, go ahead and praise him for 2019 because he brought you through and he brought you here tonight. Let's praise him. You come. Abigail, sing. You come tonight.